The African Heritage Food Co-op has been serving Buffalo's East Side since 2016, but they'll soon be more visible. This upcoming Saturday, February 23rd, a new location will open on Highland Avenue in Niagara Falls.
We're even looking at other places to source from so people can get fresh, healthy, good, clean food at an affordable price. We're not trying to upsell you to the point where we hurt you, because it's not about just profits. It's about the community and health and doing the right thing the right way.
Alexander Wright has been working to bring fresh produce to underserved communities for years now, something that's about to become a larger reality. But it wasn't without its road bumps. March 9th, another location will open on Clinton Street in the Niagara Frontier Food Terminal. Originally, Wright wanted to open it closer to the heart of Buffalo's East Side, but complications arose with their potential location.
With the place in the Fruit Belt, the owners had one price, and then we gave a price, and then all of a sudden the goalposts kept moving. And we're just not in a place to play games. We wanted to get a place that was deteriorating, turn it into something beautiful, give jobs to folks, but at the end of the day, people have property rights. We couldn't make them sell it to us.
So Wright has moved ahead with the plan to stay on Clinton for 3 years and build up revenue so they can later buy a place deeper in East Buffalo.
No roadblocks are going to stop us. You know, the community is here, the community is backing us and supporting us, and as long as we have people who are backing and supporting us, we're going to be here forever.
And while they work their way back deeper to the East Side, Wright says they have resources to reach those in need.
We always deliver, and delivery is always free to our seniors and our physically disabled. So we're still going to cater to the food deserts and the victims of food apartheid.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.